Introduction. Food sovereignty. Note reference 1. Including food and nutrition security. Note reference 2. Along with sexual and reproductive health and rights. Note reference 3. Are fundamental development issues, which until today remain a challenge across the region. Based on the 2014 UNDP Human Development Report, there are 2.2 billion people, more than 15%, living in multidimensional poverty. Note reference 4. Across the globe, who are more likely to be female-headed households? Approximately 80% of the global population also lack comprehensive social protection, 12% or 842 million suffer from chronic hunger, and nearly half of workers, more than 1.5 billion, are in informal or precarious employment. Note reference 5. The same report shows that sub-Saharan Africa has the highest multidimensional poverty headcount with 59.6%, followed by South Asia 53.4%, Arab states 15.5%, Latin America and the Caribbean 6.7%, and East Asia and the Pacific 6.4%. Poverty levels are consistently higher in rural areas across the regions. The Global Multidimensional Poverty Index MPI 2014 shows that 85% of the MPI poor live in rural areas, with Somalia having the highest proportion of MPI poor people, 96.9%. Note reference 6. It should be noted, however, that there are regional and subnational disparities in poverty, as the experiences of poor people are not necessarily the same in all regions or countries. Aside from the geographical component, there are also other factors that likely contribute to multidimensional poverty, such as the presence of older and younger people, access to economic and productive resources, and the impact of climate change and natural disasters, among others. The figures above complement the latest Food and Agriculture Organization FAO estimates of 805.3 million people who are chronically undernourished in 2012 to 2014. With Asia remaining to be the most populous region in the world, where two-thirds of the world's hungry live, and with the highest number of undernourished people, 525.6 million. Note reference 7. The State of Food Insecurity in the World 2014 recognizes the global efforts in achieving the Millennium Development Goal MDG hunger target, but not the World Food Summit WF's target of having the number of undernourished people by 2015. Specifically, progress in addressing undernourishment is slow in Southern Asia but is worse in Western Asia, where prevalence of undernourishment increased from 1990-92 to 2012-14. Note reference 8. 60% of the world's undernourished are women and girls. Note reference 9. The Gender Equality and Food Security Report 2013 explicitly notes that persistent gender inequalities that prevail in the Asia-Pacific region constrain women's potential for contributing more effectively to agriculture, rural development, food and nutrition security, which undermine the region's goal of long-term food security. Note reference 10. The State of Food and Agriculture 2010-2011 reveals that closing the gender gap in terms of access to productive resources such as land, livestock, credit, and technology, among others, can increase the yields on their farm by 20-30%, and can raise the total agricultural output in developing countries by 2.5%. These could reduce the number of hungry people in the world by 12-17%. Note reference 11. The critical role of women in food production and access to adequate food and nutrition, especially in the rural areas across Asia and the Pacific, continues to be undervalued, and thus, in most cases, they lack access to resources and opportunities, including access to land and property, education, healthcare, and sexual and reproductive health services. Hence, the gender dimension of poverty and its interlinkages with food and nutrition security and sexual and reproductive health and rights SRHR cannot be dismissed. Poverty is one crucial factor that denies women's access to food, credit, economy, education, land ownership, and other productive resources. Consequently, their lack of access to adequate food and nutrition has a severe impact on their health and well-being, and especially on their reproductive health, which could result to anemia among pregnant and lactating women. Mothers' lack of nourishment also results in babies of low birth weight, and the same cycle is then repeated among girls in the next generation. Note reference, 12. Being denied of these basic human rights, coupled with cultural norms and structural barriers, exacerbate women's experience of multiple discriminations in education, employment, marriage, access to productive resources, as well as their exercise of their sexual and reproductive health and rights. Many women still do not enjoy equal access to land ownership and other productive resources, which page 2 limits their decision-making power and increases their economic and financial dependency to their husbands. This lack of decision-making power increases the risk of women's exposure to sexual violence and their ability to decide and control their sexual and reproductive lives. There is a strong call to strengthen the SRHR movement in challenging the forces of neoliberal globalization, which are the root causes of poverty, hunger, and inequalities. Most importantly, women's practical and strategic gender needs must always be used in framing the agenda on food security, food sovereignty, and SRHR. Note reference, 13. The responsive legal and policy framework that positively shapes the economic and social conditions is also necessary to reinforce availability and accessibility of health services and programs. Note reference, 14. This key resources list is useful for organizations and individuals working on the multifaceted issues of poverty, food sovereignty, food security, gender equality and women's empowerment, and SRHR. This is especially valuable for those who are trying to establish or strengthen the linkages between food security, gender, and SRHR. It could also be a significant tool for governments and policymakers in developing food security strategies and social protection programs by taking into consideration the gender perspective and SRHR issues. The list is organized into 5 sections: 1. Gender and food security, 2. Food security and nutrition, 3. Food security and its impact on development, 4. SRHR, and 5. SRHR and food security. The first set reviews materials that show the connection between gender equality and food security. It highlights the power and control in the food system where women's contributions remained invisible. It also features some global and regional studies on poverty and hunger reduction, the gender issues in food security, agriculture, and rural development, and the global financial system that aggravates poverty and gender inequalities. There are also a number of modules and source books which call to integrate gender in food security, livelihood, and poverty reduction policies and programs. The second set of resources presents studies related to gender issues in food security and nutrition. It includes regional and country assessment reports, workshop proceedings, and policy research briefs of international development agencies working in the field of food security, agriculture, and nutrition. The third set looks into the linkage of poverty and food security to other development issues such as climate change, economic development, environmental sustainability, agricultural development, population growth, and access to land rights and other productive resources. Resources include framework document on climate change and food security, regional reports on food security and poverty, research reports, and policy briefs. The fourth set focuses on SRHR as an integral part to development. It includes resources related to the trends of maternal mortality, adolescent pregnancy, SRHR of young people, universal access to SRH services, and the regional status on the realization of SRHR. Finally, the last set provides the list of materials that link food security and SRHR. There were quite a number of organizations that produce researches and articles on gender, poverty, and food security, but only a handful are working on the interlinkages between food security and SRHR. Most of the resources listed here are proceedings reports, paper presentations, and articles produced and supported by ARRL. Note as well that issues discussed in each section often overlap with other sections because they are mutually connected. This key resources list complements the ARRL for Change Bulletin Volume 20 No. 1 2014 on Linking Poverty, Food Sovereignty and Security, and Sexual and Reproductive Health and Rights. Articles from this bulletin are also included in the resources list. Page 3.